Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, right, yep. Marks and Reese, we're back on a Monday in the Delaware Valley. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. And you know, Ike, we're not a show that typically has authors on the show, right? Like, you know, some of the shows, like, a noted author, Bob Ryan. Like, that's not...
Yeah, we don't do authors, yeah.
Normally we don't, but in this case we do, because the noted author, along with Leslie Van Arsdale, is our buddy, former Eagle great, Brian Westbrook, and he joins us right now. Now noted author Brian Westbrook. What's up, B-West?
Good afternoon, guys. What do you mean you don't do authors? You got to start changing it up a little bit.
Well, that's too sophisticated for our show, man. We're a lowbrow show here, brother. Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid. That's what I do, Brian.
What's up, Ike?
What's up, B?
How you guys doing, man?
Excellent. Congratulations on the book. This is very exciting. I've heard about it coming up. You and Leslie wrote the book. It's called The Mouse Who Played Football. So tell us where this came from and like, where did this come from? Where did the book come from?
Well, you know, Leslie called me about 2 years ago and said, listen, I have this great idea about a book. And we started talking about the book, and we started talking about the meaning of the book. And really, both Leslie and I are kind of in the middle of raising young children. I have 3, 9, 5, and 3 years old, and Leslie has 2 little boys. And we're always reading books at night to our kids. And really, a big part of that reading process of the kids is learning the lesson, the ability to say, hey, and this is the meaning of the story, right? And we started thinking about how do we give back? How do we teach lessons to our children? And we started talking about my story and the ability to say, hey, you know, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, people are doubting you, you came from a little school. And that's a good lesson for young kids. And so we started talking more and more about that. And over the last years, we had to find an illustrator and all these different things. And Temple Free Press came on board to do the book for us. And it really made a great story. And it finally came to life. And now our books are on sale on Amazon.com, and we're super excited about it.
Wow, that's awesome. You have an event coming up on Thursday night at the Central Library right on the Parkway. It's free. You will be there and talking about the book. I'm assuming there's going to be books available for purchase as well. So that's coming up on Thursday night. Anybody can go.
Well, yeah, Thursday at 12 noon. So not Thursday night,
okay.
Thursday at 12 noon, we'll have a book signing. We'll be reading the books. We'll be taking the pictures. We obviously will be selling books there as well. And, you know, it's all about our audience. The audience is our children. And a big thing for both Leslie and I was that we want to give back to our kids. We want to present a legacy for our children. And that's why we've also said that 50% of the proceeds from this book will go directly, and I mean directly, to Children's Charity to help empower our young people to be able to leave a legacy. And so for us, we're leaving a legacy with great topics and great conversation about the book, but also we're putting our money where our mouth is by saying 50% of the proceeds of this book will go directly to Children's Charity. And that's something that we both thought was very, very important.
Yeah, no doubt about that, B. And you know, my kids, they're obviously bigger now, teenagers and everything. But I got granddaughters, and certainly have placed my order for the book already. The one thing that stood out to me, B, is I love the title of the book, The Mouse Who Played Football. Now, I can come up with my own conclusion as to why you decided to use a mouse in this story, but you tell us why was it important for you to sort of draw that parallel between a mouse and yourself?
Well, you know, one of the things that I just went through, you know, playing football was, you're too small, you're not fast enough. There was just doubt. Mm-hmm. And when you think about not just football players, and of course, you know, in athletics, about your size, your speed, your height, things like that. But in life, people doubt you, right? And so the mouse represents the smallest person on the field, which really, on many of my teams, I was the smallest person, quite honestly. And for me, it never was about size. It was all about your heart and what you want, your desire, what you were willing to work for. And so the message, obviously, for our kids is that even if you're small as a mouse, if you desire something, you're willing to work hard for it, you can go out there and do it. The other part is that you can use your size to your advantage. One of the things that as a player I try to use to my advantage is because I was smaller, that means the defense, they couldn't see me behind our big, massive offensive line, John Runyon and Trey Thomas, you know, Sean Andrews. They couldn't see me. So I was able to use those things. And so as we teach our kids that, you know, I don't care what anyone else says. It's my expectation that I have to live up to, not yours. I'm also telling them that, you know, size doesn't matter. And guess what? If you can go out there and do it, you go out there and achieve. And that's really one of the biggest purposes and meanings in the book. I don't care what anyone else is saying. This is about what you want to do. And if you set your mind to it, you can achieve anything. And then that's kind of how I've lived my entire life.
There's a fictional Andy Reid character that resembles Andy Reid. Is there an Ike Reese resembling character?
Yeah, I mean, did your boy get a spot in the book somewhere or something?
Hey, listen, Ike Reese played it. I'll tell you, you didn't get a part in the book. Let's start there. You didn't get a part in the book. But as far as my career, and I mean this, and I'm not just saying this, Ike Reese played as big of a part in my career as anyone else in the NFL because – when I got into the league, I was very similar type, right? You know, you're only going to be this, you're only going to be that, you're only going to be a special teamer. And I worked his butt off. And I used to sit there and watch him every practice my rookie year and throughout my years there. And his professionalism, his ability to go to work every single day, wasn't a starter on defense, but worked his butt off every single day to be the man on special teams and carry and lead that special teams unit. You don't get much better personnel to follow than a guy like Ike Reese. So, no, he didn't get mentioned in the book, but I certainly, when I'm talking about the story of my life, Ike Reese is certainly in that.
He's blushing,
now,
Brian.
Now, listen, see, this is what good friends are doing. I see, that's how he just made up for me not being in the book. He laid it on pretty thick.
Here's what I know about children's books, Brian. You know this too. Mm-hmm. There's never just one of them. When it works, you're going to get a series of books. So, Brian, it's something tells me you and Leslie aren't done writing.
Hey, listen, John, someone told me on Twitter, they said, now you just need to write a book about the mouse that took a knee at the 1 yard line. Or the mouse that returned the punt return in the Meadowlands.
Absolutely. There we go. So, there we go.
And here's see, this is where you bring
Ike Reese. I'd make that book.
Absolutely. Ike Reese is in the book for the mouse that returned the punt in the Meadowlands. So absolutely, Ike Reese is in that story.
All right, man. So again, it's Thursday at noon. At the Free Library of Philadelphia right there on the Parkway. And the book is available for purchase right now. Just go to Amazon or I guess wherever you find your book. So looking forward to it. I'm going to order it for my girls, B. West. All right, mm-hmm. So Eagles stuff. Brian, Miles Sanders has he's had a frustrating last couple of years for various reasons. And over this weekend, it was reported he was running with the second team. He was unhappy with it being reported that he was more or less running with the second team. What I mean, have you talked to Miles and just like overall when you're viewing it from where you're viewing it, what do you think's going on with him?
Well, no, I haven't talked to Miles, but I mean, you know, for him, he's in a critical point in his career, and now it's about putting up the stats, putting up the yards, bringing his team, being able to carry his team. And when you talk about a guy that has talent, he certainly has talent to be able to do that. He has to remain healthy. He has to remain mentally strong enough to overcome. But even if it's running with the second team, as the coaches try to prove a point to him, right? In my mind, Miles Sanders is a qualified and a very good running back in the NFL. He has to find a way to get over the hump of playing 12 games a year, right? Mm-hmm. He has to be able to get 14, 15 games in to be able to help carry this football team. When you talk about skill set, he has the speed. He has a good vision. He has quickness. He has all the things that you would ask for. Now he has to get better at catching the ball out of the backfield to be a bigger part of this offense, and I think that's something that he's been working on since his rookie year. But Miles has just become the player that you can depend on. There were times throughout my career where I just wasn't good at certain things, right? And I worked my butt off to become a better running back, a better pass blocker, a better catcher out of the backfield. Miles still has to do those types of things so that when he's off the field, the team feels a void that because he's missing. They haven't felt that void quite yet. And I think if Miles continues to improve and get better, he will become that running back that I think we all people in Philadelphia certainly want him to be.
Man, I'm sitting there listening to you talk, and I'm thinking back to your own career as a running back, and you've seen both sides of the coin, coming in behind Deuce, having somewhat of a smaller role, having to find your way through special teams, dispelling that label of I'm a third down back only, to being really not just the featured back, but the featured player in the entire offense. And I'm just wondering, man, your mindset and how you were able to sort of embrace that, not only embrace it, but excel at doing it as you were able to do. I think once or twice have over 2,000 yards combined in a season. I think you led the league in total yards from scrimmage 1 year. Like, how did you develop that mindset to be that quote-unquote franchise running back?
You know, one of the things that I saw early on was Deuce. I mean, Deuce did everything. He ran the ball well. He was one of the best pass-blocking running backs mm-hmm. in the NFL. He caught the ball well out of the backfield. There also was a point where I was like, you know what? If I can catch the ball a little bit more for this offense and still be able to run the ball for Andy Reid, I knew that I could be the man that Andy depended on to just put him in space and allow my talent to take over. And it was a thought process that every offseason I want to get a little bit better and I want to do a little bit more. I want to continue to show coach that I can carry the load. And because we're a passing offense, because we have Brett, especially with the running quarterback and Donovan McNabb, I could be a big piece of this offense. And so there was a mental part to it, but really mentally it was all about prepare yourself the best you possibly can. And then because we had a great coach, an innovative type of offensive play caller, the best quarterback in Philadelphia history. And then, you know, a couple of years we had some receivers in different positions around me that allowed me to just to operate in space. And it's kind of the same thing I say about Miles Sanders. If you can allow him to operate in space, just get him the ball where he has a little bit of space. He has breakaway speed. I was quick. Miles Sanders has breakaway speed. And so for me, it was a process of understanding the workload, understanding what the coaches wanted from me, but also understanding that if they can find me in space, now it's me versus a linebacker that's not as quick as me, me versus a cornerback that's not as tough as me, me versus a safety that may have some change of direction issues. And if I can find that space, now it's off to the races to try to make a big play. And so it was my goal every single game to make plays that help move the chains, get your third down, get you a first down, to catch touchdowns, to run the ball well, to keep a defense off balance. That was my thought process every single game. What can you do to make a defense pay for putting you in a position where you were able to touch the ball in space? That was my absolute goal every single week.
B. West, not a great start to camp for Jalen Hurts. Any reason for concern? I think a lot of Eagles fans were hoping to see a jump from last year to this year, still early in camp, but has struggled kind of to start camp. Any reason for concern from your perspective?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talk about this football team. Now, we've gotten better on the defensive line, linebacker, secondary, safety, both as well as cornerback. So every level defensively, we've gotten better. We've gotten better offensively. Wide receivers, of course, Dallas Goedert, is coming back. A.J. Brown, we talk about wide receivers. Offensive line will always be good no matter what we do. Stoutland is just that type of coach. Running backs, I think they have three guys that can get things done. On offense, it always is going to come down to the quarterback. Look at the last four teams that have played games in the NFL for the last 5 or 6 years. They've all had quarterbacks that have the ability to win with their arm, the ability to carry a football team. In order for us to get to where we want to go, we're not talking about just make the playoff, but we're talking about the NFC Championship game, getting to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts or our quarterback has to find a way to be able to carry this football team. And when we talk about our quarterback struggling, especially early in camp, we're saying, okay, we know he's not going to probably play in any of the preseason games. He's going to have an opportunity in some of these joint practices to get game time reps. But when is he going to have the ability to get much better, to improve from being just okay to be able to be the guy that we can depend on and week out, right? I mean, week in and week out. And so the other thought you have to imagine from an old school guy just like Ike and myself, you're saying, well, why did you cut so many of the OTAs, some of the other practices, especially if your quarterback wasn't in the point where you can trust them every single week? That's a big time question. And so if when I'm hearing that our quarterback is struggling early on in the preseason, early on in the camp, I'm absolutely concerned, because I absolutely know that our quarterback has to carry us for a certain part of this season. And if he doesn't, then we're not going to be able to get to where we want to go. So absolutely, it's a concern. And we have to find a way to make sure that Jalen Hurts is the guy. And right now, based upon some of the reports that are coming out of camp, he hasn't done too well.
There you go. Brian Westbrook, again, noted author. pick up the book on Amazon. And, Brian, great to talk to you, buddy.
Even better friend. Even better friend.
All right, man. Thanks so much, brother. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
There is Brian Westbrook. Like Reese did not make the cut in the book.
He did lay it on thick, though. You know?
He did lay it on thick.
Yep.
Yes, he did. He knew he was laying it on
There'll
thick.
There'll be sequels too. To the book. I mean, I'm sure that...
You set him up for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
If it sells well, yeah. I mean, like, it's like always with sequels, me. Right? Dude, every book I have 100 of them. Llama Llama, Red Pajama, Llama Llama this, Llama Llama that, the Bernstein Bears. You don't just make one. If it sells, right. You make more. I'll buy all of them. Or my wife will.
Right.
Anyway, well, there you go.
There you go.
So right off the bat, when I asked him about Hurts, and we wanted to ask him about Sanders, but like absolutely concerned for a slow start to camp.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I mean, you know, and he's on that side of the ball. So, you know, a lot of what the offense is going to do is going to be predicated on what Jalen looks like out there in practice and what he decides to do with the football. If he is somebody that's taking chances, putting the ball in harm's way. See, here's what I'm hoping is not happening. And only he knows this, because only he knows what's going on inside his head. I hope he's not apprehensive out there because he feels like he needs to look a certain way so that it doesn't get reported a certain way. In other words, you don't necessarily try to put the ball down the field because you're too worried about throwing an interception.
Right.
Because everybody's going to tweet out that you threw an interception. Right? Like.
So now instead of making those throws, he's checking and dumping it down.
Yeah, he's just checking it down. Yeah. Right. That's what I get concerned with. That, and here's an even bigger concern. If this is the issue, I'm not saying it is the issue. I'm just saying if it were the issue. Now, this is what the coaches would know because they're watching the film.
Right.
If he's not seeing the entire field. In other words, is there someone open? He didn't see them, and so he's checking it down? So are you seeing the entire field? You want to know that as well. So it's like you said, most practices, not all, and when you get in a team drill, it can be a little more cloudy because you got a pass rush coming. Even though they aren't sacking you, they can get in your throwing lanes and force you to throw a ball higher than you wanted to or tuck it and run. But when you're in 7-on-7 drills or you're down in the red zone, that's catered to the offense. That's where
you should look good.
Yeah, bing, bing, bing. All right. Should be picking everything apart because you don't have a pass rush. And we have quality receivers. It's not like in years past where you had bad receivers out there who couldn't get open.
Yeah, the excuses.
It was the one year we had receivers, like none of them were catching the ball.
Nope. Yeah, the excuses are less this year when it comes to Jalen,
right?
Like, and if you remember that, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, where there was the, you know, he had this terrible, terrible OTA where he was throwing interceptions and all this stuff. Right.
That Elliott tried to bring back up Monday.
Yeah, Elliott, who has been off for 3 weeks, thought the report was still fresh.
Oh, he was dying to talk about it.
He
goes on his honeymoon, then he gets sick.
Yeah, the old sick back to the honeymoon trick.
So he waited till Monday, now probably an hour into the show, he brought it up.
Yeah, no, it was in the pre-show.
Yep.
Oh, he couldn't wait to get to it.
I was like, I thought he was talking about a new story.
But now with now a slow start to camp, it doesn't seem all that far-fetched. And obviously, we trust D. Gunn in his reporting that he's not going to whatever. But a lot of people were saying, well, it was one practice that somebody cherry-picked. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. OG Wade checking in. By the way, Jalen Hurts joins us coming up at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
OG Wade checks in. OG Wade, how are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What's up, Wade?
OG.
Man, y'all got the Duke coming on, man. I feel like it's game one, man. I said, I'm happy as I don't know what. I can't wait. I'm riding around in my truck.
I feel like he's my son.
Yeah, don't be riding around burning gas, man. I know the prices are going down.
Burning gas up and every damn thing. I'm celebrating right now. But let me address a couple of issues.
Yeah.
Okay. And welcome back, Johnny boy. Welcome
Thank you.
back.
Thank you.
But listen, I spoke on it earlier, and I said to people, is this here? Jalen Hurts ended this offseason, and he went to California to work with Tom House, correct? That's been widely, you know, reported, okay? So now when you come back from being instructed and taught how to do something or get away from doing something, where is he supposed to be performing those things that he learned? In practice, in OTAs, in his personal workouts, this is the thing that I'm looking at. I'm not seeing him being shy to do something. I'm seeing that he's actually working on something that's ultimately going to make him a better player. You have to go through these times. This is the best damn time to do it. You know what I'm saying? I would much rather see it done now versus in a game. You know, let him get comfortable with what he's trying to correct in his game. He knows he's got things to work on. We know he got things to work on. Are we going to allow him to work on them things and get better at that? Because that's the only way you're going to get better at it is by working on it. So I think there's too much is being made of Jalen Hurts having a bad practices. Listen, y'all, the reporters is doing their job. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. But Jalen has a job to do too, and that's to get better. Doesn't matter what the hell y'all say, what y'all write, what you believe. Jalen's got to get better. In order for him to be the Duke, he got to do the Duke.
That last line, we could have dealt with that.
And then you dropped the deuce on him.
Hey, wait, I received a report while I was off that you said that Jalen Hurts is better than Pat Mahomes. Can you confirm or deny that report?
Well, I can confirm in this manner. And I said that – I told Joe DeCamera. I said, Joe DeCamera, I said, if a pimple was on a jackass's butt – what would you call it? I would call it Joe DeCamera. And here's why I said that. You asking me who's a better football player, I'm going to tell you every day, any player that Jalen Hurts is the best football player than anybody you bring up to me.
Okay.
If you ask me who is the better quarterback, I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes today.
Today. So that could change in the future, though, based on Jalen's play.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He's not a better football player than Patrick Mahomes either.
Well, I say this here, Ike, and I'll challenge you.
He could tackle better, maybe.
Well, he's faster than Patrick Mahomes. He's stronger than Patrick Mahomes.
That's not his arm's not stronger. What do you mean he's stronger?
I'm saying as a player, he's stronger. Like if
yeah, if they're squatting 600 pounds.
Slow down, guys. When Grady Jackson was trying to sack Jalen Hurts, he couldn't sack him. He broke away from him. But if that was Patrick Mahomes, he would have been able to bring him down. That's called strength. That's leg strength. That's the ability to get away.
I'm sorry I asked.
I love you, OG. You're the best, man.
you know, that's just what it is, man. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
I know, man. I just love to have put you in the vice and let you twist and turn a little bit. That's all.
Yeah. But you got to understand, I got this skin, man, is like alligator skin.
I know it. I know it.
So anybody that want to step up, just make sure you come right.
Give me back my son.
Make sure you come right. That's all I
all
got.
All right, Wade.
All right, brother.
All right, buddy. Talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah. OG said. You remember when Grady Jackson tried to tackle him?
Actually, I don't.
I'm like, yeah, I don't really, but okay. So he broke out of that tackle. See, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have broke out of that tackle. That makes him a better football player.
Damn right, does. Yeah, I mean,
basically, just saying he's a better athlete, right? Like,
I think that's what he's trying to say.
No, I don't think that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that all Patrick Mahomes is the thrower. Jalen Hurts is a better football player, and that's just right now. He's a better quarterback right now.
He's a better football player. No, he's not.
He
may say he squats more. I don't know. Maybe he does.
We'll find out with Jalen at 4 o'clock. We'll ask him what is going on with squats.
Maybe he does, but he's a better football player. Come on, man.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494.
That's a man he has the courage of his own conviction, man.
He's committed.
He's locked in.
He's locked in. I got people on my vacation DMing me that Wade's saying on the midday show, and I'm reading it and loving it. Couldn't wait to get back to ask about it.
You were having some White Claws on the beach.
So surprisingly, I was not drunk on the beach once this year.
Oh, proud of you.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just didn't have the – I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I didn't have a cut water.
You better have had something to drink out
there.
Yeah,
I was nooning. I was doing the high noons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't
– I moved over to high noon. I'm there.
You know what it is? It's the 1 year old makes it difficult. I don't have any any free time chasing her around out there.
Man, slip a little bit in the bottle.
Right.
It's all right.
Yeah. 215-592-95.
I turned out okay.
Coming up, all right, more phone calls. Jalen Hurts joins the show at 4 o'clock. Also, Phil's weekend out in Pittsburgh.
I was joking, everybody. Just don't email Rod.
Rod Lakenet.
Child endangerment. Yeah, I was joking.
Yeah, Ike's fine. 215-592-9494. Phillies sweep the Pirates. And what is Dave Dombrowski going to do at the trade deadline? We'll get into that. Get back to the phones. Jalen Hurts joins the show at 4 o'clock. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94WFP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The pitch. Alex swings, hits one high in the air to left. It's pretty deep. Going back is Gamble. Still going back at the track, at the wall. He leaps, and it is gone. Gamble slams into the wall and falls on the track as Alec Bohm with a home run. It's his fourth hit of the day. And Alec Bohm have an afternoon. It's 8-1 Phillies.
And he came up to bat with a chance for the cycle, but had to settle for 4 hits on the day.
Yeah.
Alec Bohm, whose average, I guess that dipped him below 300, but he was up to 300 at that point. Been 299.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he has, he's been really good, and I give him a lot of credit because when he had the mishap where there was the bad defensive play and he said something to the effect of, give me the bleep out of here, I questioned whether or not he was tough enough to hack it in a city like Philadelphia, and he's turned his season around, man. He's been fine defensively, and he's been hitting the ball. So, they needed him. Phil's win yesterday. Sweep the Pirates. Mm-hmm. Now they are back up to 8 games over 500, 55-47. They're in the wild card. And the trade deadline's coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m., Mike.
Yeah, that series couldn't have gone much better. You know, I don't think I have any complaints about the series other than I think it was it Thursday night or Friday night? It was Thursday night.
The bad base running?
Yeah, no, when Familia came in and
it hit 8-7.
Yeah, it made it 8-7. Yeah. That
he was trying to do that again yesterday.
Yeah. So yeah, got that double play. Get out of there. But yeah, they needed this series. I would have certainly settled for 3 out of 4. But you get a 4-game sweep out there, which is hard to do on the road, you know. 8 games over .500 right now. Taking care of business, man. I mean, just taking care of business. And you find a way to do no worse than split with Atlanta. The 2-game series, right? They got with Atlanta. Yeah, you certainly can't lose both of them, but if you happen to split, who's our matchup, Jack?
Well, they're going bullpen game tomorrow against Spencer Strider, who dominated them the last time out. So yeah. That's not great.
Do we get Zach back? Is Zach going for the second game?
With the off day, I don't know.
Yeah, Wheeler Morton on Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right, we'll take it.
We got to win all Zach Wheeler's games, seriously.
Yep.
I mean, especially if you have a damn bullpen game the day before.
If you wave the white flag, which is what a bullpen game's been for the most part.
Yes.
Yeah, so encouraging.
Just hanging in there, man, and seemingly picking up some ground, some space between them and San Francisco. You know, they have their eyes set on the Padres. The Padres had better keep winning, or the Phillies will find themselves in that position.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so much baseball left to go. They keep playing at this rate. You're right, Ike. I mean, who the heck knows? Right now, they are a game ahead of St. Louis, 4 games ahead of the Giants for that final wild card, only a game and a half back of the Padres for the second wild card. As we mentioned, the Braves are coming in here. They lead the wild card chase, and you know, they're up 6.5 games. So,
yeah. Hard to catch them.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't great games. Some of the games were sloppy. They needed extra innings in two of the games, but they got the wins. I mean, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah,
they got the wins.
That's completely all that matters. I mean, the hitting wasn't there for two of the games, but you got better pitching than you were expecting.
And I saw Topper was yelling at Odubel in the. Was it bad base running, Jack? I didn't see what happened.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, like two outs. Obviously, you're moving on any. Thing and short hit a ball off the wall, and he didn't score.
He didn't score.
Yeah. Listen, love Topper with the accountability.
I do too, especially with him.
Yeah,
Double.
Right, exactly. So he gave it to him. So the sweep, the day off, the Braves are coming in. The trade deadline 6 p.m. tomorrow. Ike, what is your expectations? What are your hopes? I guess for the trade deadline for the Phillies.
Well, I hope we get a starting pitcher. You know, the caliber of a 3 or 4 starter. That's the way I'm looking at it. I need a little more insurance. With Eflin, you know, when will he be back? How effective will he be? You certainly can't count on Ranger Suarez. And I'm thinking about the playoffs. So I'm thinking this team's going to be good enough to get in the playoffs. I need 3 quality pitchers to go to
– They need a playoff starter at the deadline. I agree.
Yeah, so I need that at least. Because I like what this team is doing. I'm not going to jinx them and act as if it's a foregone conclusion that this is going to be a playoff team. But how can you not have – confidence with they've lost the 2 best hitters in the lineup, and then immediately other guys. I mean, Schwarber took off as the power hitter in this lineup. Alec Boehm has taken off through the month of July. Reese Hoskins,
man,
he became hot Reese again around the All-Star break and through the All-Star break. So these guys, if they were going to falter. If they were going to fall back and just wilt away like we've seen them do in the past, it would have happened. They've had every excuse to do that, and they're still fighting. They're still finding ways to win games.
Yeah.
So they look up, and you get Gene Segura back. You get Bryce Harper back. You make a move tomorrow. It looks totally different in 3 weeks from now.
And JT's been good recently, too.
JT's starting to hit the ball. Yep. So, man, they're hanging in there. They're hanging in there. Like I said, I don't want to jinx them or anything. I feel pretty good. I think we get October baseball, baby.
I feel good too.
Yeah, I think we get October baseball.
I just hope that I think tomorrow you're going to see one of two things. You're going to see a real upgraded starter, or you're going to see a whatever is it, Roberto Hernandez or a guy that can just essentially come in and give you five innings and whatever.
Innings, yeah.
Yeah, because there's, I mean, Jack, of the guys that are being rumored out there on the market, there's a couple of rentals of guys that are like just kind of innings eaters. And then there's Noah Syndergaard, who, I mean, he hasn't been bad this year, but he's not the guy we remember in New York either.
No.
No, he's down. He's not striking anyone out anymore. He's also, they have a 6-man rotation, so he's like getting extra rest in between starts, which is kind of interesting. That kind of concerns me if we need him to go out there every fifth day.
Yeah, we don't have six.
We don't have the ability to do that.
And you brought up Eflin. I'm just, and obviously the Phillies know where he is better than we do, but I don't know if you can count on him for the rest of the season. He's had this knee injury since last year, and he's never looked the same. So, you know, like, you almost have to go in, and if he comes back and he's strong, then you're good. Mm-hmm. But, Jack, where are the Phillies? What do you think they're doing? We're 27 hours, 26 and a half hours away.
Yeah, well, they can't bank on Eflin coming back. Like, if he comes back at this point, it's like it's house money. I think you're gonna look for the center guard of Nate Eovaldi kind of starter and some cheap center field option. You know, like Jackie Bradley Jr. is linked to them today. He's like a great defensive center fielder that can't hit. Right. Obviously, he's Dombrowski's guy from Boston, so that makes a little bit of sense. But I don't think it's going to be one of these big deadlines that you're going to see a major blockbuster happen. I think they're going to look for marginal upgrades at the, little parts of the roster.
Yeah. Man, they are up to second in the National League in runs scored.
Yeah. Yeah. With Bryce Harper and, like you said, with Bryce Harper out,
Gene Segura out of it.
I mean, it's so true. They hit that point where I think they were three games over 500, and you wondered, this is the crossroads, right? Like either they're going to bump back up, or they're going to kind of stay, or even lose some more games. And they've recovered every time where you felt like they were at that crossroad.
Yeah, and again, if they were going to, I just think the team has a different feel to it. There's enough new faces in that clubhouse. And quite frankly, this is where the fan base deserves a little credit, because you don't just allow for poor play, for lack of hustle, for lack of care from these teams. You know, these guys, they have self-pride, and I understand that. And I'm not going to take that away from them. But there is something to having to answer to your fans who are going to hold you accountable in that ballpark if you put slop on the field. And if you give up on a season in July to where you're out there playing like dogs, you're going to have to hear about it every day, every home game. And so that's something in the back of their minds they don't want to have to listen to. So playing a certain way, by the way, Nick Castellanos, the little dust up, seems to be hitting the ball pretty good.
Yeah, gave him a little something.
Seems to be hitting the ball pretty good.
He's batting .380 since the Salisbury.
Since Salisbury, seems to be hitting the ball pretty good.
Well, if we can just get him in a weekly fight with the media and everybody else.
And here's the thing. He can get hot for the next 2 months.
Oh, man, if he gets hot for the next 2 months,
they're
good.
It's not like we don't need it.
They need it.
They certainly can use it.
Yep. All right, this segment is sponsored by Comcast Xfinity. So, all right, well, there you go. Jack is in the breaking news booth, as there has been some trades made across Major League Baseball. Nothing involving the Phillies. We'll keep you updated if anything does happen. And, of course, tomorrow one of the great things about being the afternoons is we get the trade deadlines during our show, but this goes the entire show, Jack. So it's 6 o'clock. So it's not the 4 o'clock, then we react. If nothing's done, then we move on. It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that kind of kills it, you know.
Yeah.
So you can have, like, the lead up to it, and then if they do nothing. Now we get Giglio gets all of it? I mean, come on.
Yeah, we'd like at least an hour of payoff afterwards.
Yeah, well, we worked hard for that, that afternoon. And then Giglio gets the payout? That's ridiculous.
But at least we got the breaking news during our show.
Yeah, maybe. We still get it.
I don't know. A lot of the trades break after 6 o'clock.
Well, we got the Bryce Harper thing during our show, the signing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been.
No, that was pre-me. So did it really count?
Oh, that was
according
pre-
to you.
I forgot about that. That was pre-you, yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. That does not count, Jack. It's like BC, before Christ, before Jack. I'm not going to say the letters.
Thank you.
Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We were at practice today. Jalen Hurts, so far, according to the reporters, has not looked great in practice.
Out in practice, they had this the shoulder pads on today.
They did. Were they hitting?
Get my neck roll!
No neck rolls.
No neck rolls allowed. Saw some little thumping out there. It was a little thumping. A
little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. What did you think of Jalen Hurts out there today? What did you see?
Listen, I honestly couldn't tell if it was just good defense. He's not forcing the ball. So when I see him get rid of it, he's getting rid of it to his backs, to his tight ends. You know, those seem like good throws. But if every throw or every completion seemingly is a check down or taking the ball underneath, I would have to imagine, while it's good that you don't make any mistake there, the coaches are also looking at the film and saying, you could have gone here with the ball or you could have gone there. Now, maybe on some of those plays there isn't anyone open, and that's what you do. You take the check down, right? We know quarterbacks can get in trouble not wanting to take the check down, trying to force the ball down the field. I don't know how much of which it is for Jalen, because we don't get a chance to look at the film and break down film. But it's rare that you – I think Elliott said it's three straight practices now where the offense hasn't had a touchdown.
Wow.
First-team offense, like that's
– Yeah, the one throw I noticed
today – That's kind of rare.
He missed AJ on – it was kind of an out pattern.
Mm-hmm.
He missed him. He threw it too far into the sideline. It wasn't the good throw.
I know the throw you're talking about, yeah.
But, I mean, there wasn't really – you didn't see anything downfield.
Which is why that one stood out a little bit.
Yeah, because it was like we could
like
actually
15
see.
15 yards down the field.
Everything else was kind of in front of the line or up there to where you couldn't really see what was happening.
Yep.
So, but the level of concern, Jack Fritz, for people out there, let me see here. 64% say no. They're not concerned about the offensive struggles.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would need to know the level of concern.
Right.
Like from on scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, I would say through the first five days of practice that it has been, I would say I'm probably at a 4.
Okay.
3 or 4.
Yeah, I mean.
But again, it hasn't been a bunch of turnovers or anything of that nature. You're just saying, well, man, the offense pretty much looks like it's a vanilla offense.
Yeah, I mean, hasn't been impressive. That would be what most people would say was. I mean, I was talking to Jimmy Kempski, and he said, yeah, a lot like last year early on is what Hurts looks like this year. It's a lot like last year when he wasn't impressive.
Okay.
Heated up a little bit later on. Jack, what's your 1 to 10 level concern Hurts right now?
Well, it depends what you think. Is this a Super Bowl team or is this a playoff team? If it's a Super Bowl team, you're at like a 7 or 8. And I think that's – I think because if they can't do it then –
Well, you're
now,
at a 10 if you think
–
the only – like the Carson Wentz jump, that's how they became a Super Bowl team, the Carson Wentz jump. And we heard in 2017 in camp that it's like, wow, he was turning heads. Jalen's not turning heads. And by the way, he's coming up in 15 minutes. We're going to talk to Jalen coming up at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, Johnny.
Chuck A.
What's up, Chuck?
Back, Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. Good to talk to you, buddy. I missed you.
Hey, listen, no problem. Listen, let's not make things complicated here. You hear me? Remember last year, this is what we were saying. We were saying we could win multiple games. We could have won 2-3 more games. We would have ran the ball early, right? Okay, so now we got the opportunity to do that. We can run the ball, do what we do best, lean behind that offensive line, And we got some added weapons. You know, A.J. Brown's a bigger body. He can block better now. You know what I mean? On the outside, wide receiver, you know. And let's get the next year and get a better quarterback, man. You know what I mean? See, we can add about 10 or 11 wins if we start running the ball early. We didn't do that last year. Let's just do what we do best. Go out there with Miles Sanders and those guys and the offensive line and run the football and play good defense. You know what I mean?
Ike, what does that sound? Does that sound good to you? Do what you did last year, run the football and play defense? Because that's not what this year was supposed to be, Chuck.
No, Chuck is trying to say that's just the route we have to go.
I know. Believe me.
We have no choice right now. This guy is not this franchise quarterback you guys try to make him out to be. The guy is not that damn good. And if we try to go out there and try to fool everybody and throw the football, we right back where we were last year starting off slow. We want to start off fast. Let's do what we do best. Can nobody stop our running game? Nobody. With that offensive line, the running backs we got, Jalen is a good running back. You know what I mean? You got A.J. Brown outside, big body you can block down. We got a good team that can run the football, and now we can tackle in about one or two more wins on our belt and be about 11-6, you know what I mean, 10-5, still be in the playoffs and have a solid defense.
This actually sounds like
if the team goes 11-6, you're going to get rid of the quarterback next year.
Hey, listen, we go 11-6, and it's in spite of him. Yeah, we're getting rid of quarterback because let me tell you something, Ike. It's like Jimmy Garoppolo, right? He can't get you to that next level. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we would get rid of him and get somebody here that we could start airing this thing out and start doing what the Eagles want to do, and that's pass the football. We're not going to do with this guy.
All right. Here's what I'm telling you. Before I start singing the praises of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch out there in San Francisco, I need to see Trey Lance be a good quarterback first.
Well, listen. At least they taking the opportunity with their young guys.
Yeah, and they may be wrong, Chuck. That's the point I'm making.
But we're wrong. We could be wrong sitting here with a stalemate with this dude right here. You know what I mean? You got to take a chance in life. This guy's not the guy, man. He ain't gonna get us to that promised land. I want a guy when I look at these guys, Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen, those guys. I salivate all those guys. I'm tired of salivating over other quarterbacks. The guy, if he ain't the guy, got to get rid of him. Get us to next year. We can actually go out there and get the guy.
Okay.
All right, Chuck.
Just to give you an update on Carson Strong. Two practices I've watched him, and let's just say he ain't got a shot at being the starting quarterback here anytime soon.
Listen, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
He's playing with the backups, right? He's playing with the backups.
He was throwing interceptions all over the place
rightfully
today.
Rightfully so.
Yep.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, Peyton Manning threw a lot of deception when he first came.
Enough.
All right, bro.
All right, Chuck.
All right,
all right, buddy. Yeah, it's just.
I want to give him a Carson Strong update.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not going well for her.
Yeah, let's just let Carson have fun on the practice squad this year, and then
let him develop on the practice squad.
We can revisit this conversation next year.
Yes.
And this feels like a topic for later this week, Jack. But like, will the Eagles come out and will the Eagles after camp say, you know what, like our best route to winning football games is by doing what we did last year, maybe mixing it up a little bit more? And that, I mean, honestly,
well, if they do that's a clear indication that he hasn't developed like they hoped he would.
Correct.
Yeah, if that's what the plan is when they come out, that's what that would say to me, is that they don't think he's developed as a passer, so they don't trust him to throw the ball as much. So now you have to run the football and throw when it's a surprise.
As opposed to you're setting it up with the run as opposed to the pass.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Sam. Sam's in King of Prussia. Sammy?
What's going on, guys? Johnny Marks, welcome back from your time off, man.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate
what's up,
it.
Sam?
And I want to give a special thank you to Jack for putting me on hold for an hour and then going to Chuck when he told me I was next. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I got a couple things. And thanks for putting me on right after OG Wade and Chuck. I really appreciate that.
You got it.
I lost my train of thought for a brief while, but I'm back.
Get it back.
With the Padres, man, we're not going to catch up to them, I feel like, because they just traded for Josh Hader today.
Saw that, yeah. Yeah,
they gave up a haul, but they definitely got better. With the Eagles, unfortunately, I know we're up against it, so I'll just be quick. With the Eagles, I have them down to 6 wins now. I went from 12. I know, Ike, you'll be disappointed. I went from 11 down to 6 over the last 2 days.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Jalen Hurts, man, and I hear Jack negativity is like a disease.
It really is, yes.
So I need like a vaccine or something for it to go back up to 11 wins. We'll see how it goes through the weekend.
Awesome.
Through the week. But also the other thing is, if I could play a fun game for you guys right now, I wanted to play NFL suspension games missed.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Ridley, how many games do you think he was suspended for?
A year. 17.
A year, so 17 games.
Yep.
So, Vontaze Burfict for targeting, how many games was he suspended?
6?
12.
12?
Wow.
DeAndre Hopkins for PEDs.
6.
That is 6, yep.
Okay. Montavis Bryant for weed, how many was he suspended?
A year?
indefinitely.
Yep.
Josh Gordon.
That's multiple offenses, though, for him.
And with Burfict, too. I mean, that was in his first.
Exactly. He was a maniac.
He's a lunatic.
Josh Gordon, 25-plus. Darren Waller, 16 games for substance abuse.
Yeah.
And so Deshaun Watson, 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
So if basically what the NFL says is if you and we could go over Greg Hardy, we could go over Ray Rice too. If you go against women basically in the NFL, like it's not looked at in that way, and I think it's disgusting. Like I know I'm sure you guys were going to talk about it later, but
yeah,
it just really rubs me the wrong way. Especially like 6 games is a joke. He settled 23 of those cases. Like where there's smoke, there's fire.
Sure. Yeah. No. And Sam, we do get a run, but that, so this wasn't. And the NFL picks and chooses when they want to be hard on an athlete and when they don't. This wasn't actually the NFL. This was a former federal judge, Sue Robinson, that is the NFL disciplinary officer, mm-hmm. and she came down with it. Now the NFL can say no, we don't agree with this, and we think it should be this suspension. They were trying to suspend him for a year. So it's not like Roger Goodell wasn't trying to be more heavy-handed with Deshaun Watson, but you had a judge who said, based on the evidence that's out there, this is what I believe the suspension should be, which is 6 games.
Yeah, and I know everybody wants to play judge, jury, and executioner with this whole thing, but there were two probes where they couldn't come back with an indictment to file charges. It's two of them. And now you get a federal judge who essentially says, while he may be wrong for doing some things there's not enough there to press charges or anything of that nature.
There's not enough evidence. The league was recommending a year.
Yeah.
She said there's not enough evidence to for a year-long suspension.
Yes. So this isn't about trying to say he's innocent or guilty or what have you, but there is another side to this, right? Like, it's not just what you read and what you hear and this and that and the other. He has a side to this story as well. And there are people who actually get paid to investigate this stuff legally and decided not to press criminal charges against him. So I know that's one thing. So this is all civil. He's paying a price civilly. We don't know how much that is, but he's paying a price civilly. And even if they suspended him a year, I don't know what that actually would have
accomplished.
You know what I'm saying? Like, would have satisfied everybody if he was suspended for a year? I don't think it would have.
I mean,
you know why? Because then it would have went to how the Browns set up his contract and he didn't lose enough money.
Right.
Right? Because then everybody would have pointed to how much money he didn't lose.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's over.
I don't know. I don't know what's right or what's wrong. All I know is that there are people who are paid to actually investigate this and do homework on it, not sit on Twitter and read quotes and react to it as if we know everything.
And they did.
They did it for 2 years. They did it.
2 grand juries and this former federal
judge.
That's
what I meant. 2 grand juries. Yeah. Yes, they couldn't even come back with indictments on him.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what else to say about it.
He hasn't been charged.
Yes,
I'm not privy to all the evidence. Do I think that he's a pervert? Yeah, I do.
He did something.
I do think,
yes.
He did something.
Yes.
Of course, I think he's a pervert.
Yes.
But you know, I don't know what.
My only point is, what's satisfactory?
I don't know. Like,
you got 8 games, 10 games, 12 games.
Him being suspended for a season doesn't make me feel better or worse or anything. I just
exactly.
want whether is he playing or not, right? Like, that's pretty much it. So
and here's what I'll say. Whatever he did, he was wrong for it.
Yes, of course.
He paid a price financially. He's paying 30 people or however many people it is, right? So
20-some.
There are those people on that side as well that get some closure also to this thing.
Right.
They get some type of closure to this. I think the league wants to move on. He certainly wants to move on. And there have been other instances. My favorite player ever was in that situation. He didn't get suspended 1 game.
Yeah.
He didn't get suspended 1 game, and he settled.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean.
Right? I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get in these situations, and.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to how long you should have been suspended.
Because there is no right answer, John.
Right. Right.
Right? Like you said, if it was a year.
Then he's back next year, and we're still talking about him and saying this or saying that.
I just, like you said, I'm glad he's not here.
Xfinity Internet, for sure. Xfinity Internet's beyond gig speed fast, powerful enough to connect hundreds of devices at once, unbeatable internet with supersonic Wi-Fi. Go to Xfinity.com or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. All right, Jalen Hurts is coming up. Jalen Hurts, live from practice, coming up right after this. We sat down with the Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, if your summer weight loss plan is not working out as well as you hoped, well, hope's not a strategy. This is what you need to do. Contact NJ Diet today. They will contractually guarantee that you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. So go to NJDiet.com. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. If you're not sure you want to do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's committed to you keeping the weight off. All natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery, no prepackaged foods. And locations are close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or worldwide with live online video consultations. Call them today, NJ Diet. It's 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.